Hey, everyone. Welcome to a new wonderful podcast here at, Music Addict. I definitely love these ones and all our guests that we keep coming along. Of course, I'm Tom McDonough. My host,
Mark Taylor. I just cut in there.
Beat me to it. So we have some interesting guests. And this one, this show is a 15-year-old. And I would have never known talking to her that she's 15, but Francesca Tarantino, she phenomenal voice, rock faced, my favorite stuff. And this girl's just phenomenally talented, uber talented. And L at 15.
I mean, she is older, well, wiser than her years.
Yeah, by far.
She can hold a conversation. I would never have guessed that she were so young when we did the interview.
No, never would have. And I think she's got a really cool sound. She does, really cool stuff on her Instagram. She sings in this tunnel.
I think I blew it, Tom. I think we're probably going to, because I'm not supposed to say, I spoke in the past tense on the interview.
Oh.
I said, when we did the interview, and we're about to do the interview. So this is before the interview. So we've always spoken in the, I can't wait to.
Yeah, wait to talk. You're right. Good point. All right, we'll start that. We'll start this over. Cut. Cut everything before. All right, here we go.
All right.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to a new episode here at Music Addict Podcast. Of course, your host, Tom McDonough.
And Mark Taylor.
Yes, and we have an awesome guest this episode, Francesca Tarantino. She is 15 years old. She has an awesome sound, rock-based, and well, she definitely has a mature sound for her music. I am ultimately impressed by her music. She sings in a tunnel by her house at times, and it's angelic.
Yeah, she is quite a talented one. When I looked her up, I was amazed to discover her age. She is wise beyond her years.
Yeah, she definitely has a lot of talent. I at such a young age, and it's rare that we get to get to experience that. I don't see as much. We've gone from different genres, different backgrounds. And throughout our guests just keep culminating in different ways. I'm always loving the different variety we've had. We've never had anything the same. It is out of all the shows I've done over the years, I've said this short span we've done these so far have been the most interesting along the way because we've had so much diversity. And this one definitely is being someone younger, but she speaks so elegantly. If you go to her Instagram, you'll see that she speaks extremely elegantly and can play phenomenally.
Yeah, I mean, we've had diversity not only in music styles, but in age and experience. But the common thing has been just extraordinary talent. Everybody that we've had on has just been uber talented, and she is no exception.
No, we've been blessed. I will definitely say that. I've enjoyed the journey that we've done so far. We have so much that we do at Music Addict. I know we got the award show later this year. Our newsletter that we put out every month that's free that has tips of the trade for new up and coming artists or veteran artists for some tips to help you along in empowering you to take hold of your career. As well as all these features we do on everyone. We have a phenomenal writing staff that does nothing but write nonstop. And it's really kind of cool of the different variety we bring out there, as well as obviously our podcast. We consult in the industry as well. And, we've had long careers and been very blessed in our careers of what we've done.
And absolutely. We kind of glossed over it, but the Music Addict Awards really is going to be phenomenal. So if you haven't submitted yet, please go to the website, musicaddict.org, and submit some music because I wish everyone could win, but the competition is getting fierce. So please. put your hat in the ring. You at least submit some music.
Yeah, you can't win unless you submit.
Exactly.
And it's free. Free to submit.
So, absolutely free.
And it doesn't take long to do it. It seems like a long form, but it really isn't. Once you start ticking the boxes, you'll be done in no time flat. I give it tops 3 minutes. And that's as much as you can upload your music right then and there. So definitely very cool about what we do there. I think that Music Addict definitely brings out the music addicts in all of us.
Absolutely. I am guilty.
It is amazing the changes, obviously, with the music industry as we go into the middle here of 2024. I look forward to what we do by the end of the year and into next year. We just had another concert there in Detroit that Mark Cassa, our other partner in Music Addict, had another huge hosted event and has one coming up in the next couple of days. It is amazing the journey with that, and hopefully we have a bunch of different concerts and a series available for you next year. Absolutely. We're looking forward to that and some other cool things that we're coming up with we won't want to really mention yet because we don't want to spoil the surprises, but we have some really cool stuff in the works.
Yep. Please stay tuned. It's coming. But that's one of the reasons you want to be on our newsletter so that you'll be the first to know.
Yes. You'll be the first to know before anyone else. And again, newsletter is free. My Absolutely. Favorite word, F-R-E-E, free.
That's right.
So definitely take your journey in music with us. And also, if you guys, submit to us and tell us, hey, we take requests for other than our Reverb Nation campaign, which we pick some of our guests from, that goes on every 90 days. That should be starting up here later this month by the 25th. I think the new campaign starts. Submit. It's free to do that. You just got to be, a premium member on Reverb Nation. Submit your music to us. Very simple, quick. We review things and then pick people. But also for reviews, definitely reach out to us. We do take them. We do have a backlog, but definitely get in sooner the better you get into it, because otherwise it takes a little while to work those things out. But we're always looking for new music, new talent, new sounds. And I enjoy listening to different Absolutely. Music.
Absolutely.
And of course, if everyone doesn't know, submit to Mark's recording studio if you need for your next sessions, your next musical extravaganza putting together for your next album or next EP, Island Chicago. Make sure Island to Chicago. Check them out too.
We'll take good care of you.
Yes. Got to plug that in there, Chip.
So. Well, thank you.
I think we covered all the plugs here.
All right, man.
Plugged out everything. Other than that, I think that, I've looked forward to always summertime and music. Obviously, being July, I have always loved the different types of things. Mostly car commercials used to be for the time periods, always brought out summer music. So this year I haven't heard as much. But then again, with streaming, it's less and less commercials, so it's not as many commercials as before. And I sit and watch more movies than I do TV anymore, so it's probably why I'm missing a few of them. And, of course, in the car, I am streaming music versus listening to the radio.
I don't remember the last time some days I listen to radio just for radio's sake, but like you say, most of the time I'm streaming.
And of course, if you're listening to the show, I hope you find it on iHeartRadio, as well as when we're on Spotify, YouTube, and of course our website. Definitely check out the different venues. Definitely like, comment, and give us feedback. We want to improve the show. The only way we can improve the show is to know if there's anything we could do better. So let us know what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong. And you can automatically either reach us to us in social media, or go to the website at musicaddict.org. There's a contact page. You can contact us there.
Absolutely.
So without further ado, let's get to our guest here, Francesca Tarantino. I don't screw up. Say that five times fast.
See you on the other side.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, everyone. I'd like to introduce our guest, Francesca Tarantino.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, I want to make sure I always say, if I say them too fast today, especially, I have gotten everything wrong. Mark can tell you that. I've been wrong in everything, so I made sure I did that nice and slow, because otherwise I was going to mess that up.
You got it right.
Yes, I got it right. Thank you. So welcome to our show. Obviously, it's really cool because you're not that far from me in real life, which is cool because you're just south of me. And again, I was just there last weekend.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I got to remind you when I'm back down, because I know you're playing all the time. So I got to come down Fridays when you play on a Friday. I will definitely come down and see.
Where were you recently?
I was just in Disney.
Oh my God. That's so cool. I'm like practically in Disney's backyard.
Okay, well, that's cool because I'm always at Disney. You know, I like Disney. I know Mark's going to pick on me about it, but
I'm in Chicago.
Disney's so cool because why? Because it has entertainment. Oh, Mickey Mouse. Oh, yeah, Mickey Mouse and Goofy and Donald. Come on. It's the best place to people watch.
Now, that I believe.
It is. It's interesting, especially when you're not in a hurry, you're not a tourist. You see the most interesting things transpire in front of you.
The most magical.
That's kind of creepy, Tom.
Yes, the most magical place on earth. Exactly. So, you've got an amazing voice. Hearing what you've had, just the samples on Instagram that are live in your vocals, most artists today can't quite hit that vocal range. A lot of them struggle on stuff. Also, you understand, from what I can tell, you can understand music, you can read music, and I'm certain that you songwrite most of all your stuff. Again, at your age, that is almost not as easy to find. So the thing I think Mark and myself are going to ask, what got you into music?
All right. So my family is a very big music family. My family loves music, and they love all the classic rock stuff. So my mom listens to like Pearl Jam, bands like that. And then my dad is like an Aerosmith guy, Lynyrd Skynyrd. And so when I was very, very little, that's what I grew up listening to. And there are videos of me like singing Dream On by Aerosmith around the house. And I just love those types of songs. And my dad, he actually collects guitars. He noodles when he plays guitar, but he isn't like, you know, a shredder or anything, but he knows like the stuff. And so he collects guitars. And one day when I was maybe six, he got me my own guitar, and it was like some cheap guitar, but he put it in my lap, and I was just like, oh, this is so cool. And I didn't even know how to play it at all, but I was just like playing random stuff, like trying to figure out how it works. And that's when he started teaching me super simple riffs, like three notes in it, super, super simple. And that's when I fell in love with the guitar. And so then this is kind of how I became the number one fan of Kiss, my favorite band. And that's kind of where my music influence comes from. When I was in second grade, when I still lived in Pennsylvania, I'm from Pennsylvania, my school had a talent show. And so I wanted to do something cool. And so my mom, maybe like a few months before for my birthday, she got me a movie, and it was Scooby-Doo Meets Kiss. And I was obsessed with Scooby-Doo. I love Scooby-Doo. And I had no idea who Kiss was. And so I watched it and I was like, oh my God, these guys are so cool. And so I loved their music. I watched the movie like every single day. It was terrible. Probably really bad for my eyes, but I loved it so much. And so that's when I fell in love with Kiss. And then when I moved to Florida when I was eight, I started getting into musical theater, because for some reason, that was the only place I thought I could get my love for music and singing. And so I loved musical theater. I had so much fun. I played some really cool roles. But then I was like, you know, I want to get back to, you know, like the classic rock music, the music that I love. But it really helped me grow in performing in front of an audience, because I used to have mega stage fright. I wouldn't even sing in front of my parents. And it really helped me grow. Yeah, it was really bad. So that really helped me grow in that aspect. And so then I found DME Orlando here in Orlando, and it stands for Dreamwalker Music Evolution. And they had this artist development program, and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And so they basically taught me how to become an artist, basically. And that's where I lost all the musical theater singing and took the switch into kind of more the classic pop rock style, which was a huge leap for me. I remember how different the singing styles used to be, but I made the switch. And that's kind of my music journey and how I fell in love with it.
So Scooby-Doo thing, we're going to jump at that for a sec. Tim and
I was going to say, that's the first Scooby. Now I'm a big Scooby-Doo fan. That is the first Scooby-Doo reference we've ever had on the show.
Yes.
Really? Oh, my God. Special.
I've been doing shows since 2007. So I've been doing shows forever and a day. I've had radio. I've done it. We did radio for a long time and had a radio station. So we did a lot of interviewing. And over the years, I've never heard one person tell me, ever mention Scooby-Doo. Now, understand, him and I growing up, Scooby-Doo was a huge thing.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, huge fan of Scooby-Doo. And matter of fact, I'd sit down and binge watch Scooby-Doo even today. If I had the time, I would sit down and watch it. No doubt about it. Wouldn't probably never tell anybody, but I'd sit down and watch it because Scooby-Doo is just too cool. Come on. Yep. Who doesn't want a Scooby snack? It's, you know, all the things that, you know, granted the movies took it somewhere and people paid attention to it, but going back to the cartoon was, you know, you don't see it as much and don't hear anybody reference it. So I'm guessing your parents got you into that also.
Yeah, my mom did the exact same thing that you mentioned. She would watch it all the time and that's kind of how I got into it. And then she just got me that movie.
And I've never seen Kiss Meets Scooby-Doo.
I have. It's awesome.
I've not seen the movie. I must find it.
Yes,
it's a tune, but it's absolutely amazing. It's I love it.
Yeah, I mean, come on. The Harlem Globetrotters. See, I'm having trouble today. The Globetrotters were always awesome. That was an awesome show. Gilligan's Island was kind of cool when they came. There was so much. It was so much like everything else back in the 80s where they mixed a lot of shows together. And yep. Scooby-Doo was one of them outside, you know, cartoon-wise. It was one of the ones where people came on to the show, much like they did in all the other sitcoms that had all the guest things. So that is an amazing thing to hear someone, especially so young, yeah, someone and never hear that mentioned, let alone someone who's their first, who one of their biggest influence was Kiss. Of course, Kiss, I come from Detroit. Kiss is huge, was big. I've never seen them in Detroit. Yeah, definitely. Kiss was awesome. You know, it's interesting to see that was your big, huge influence. Most again, a lot of going back to the classic rock. Classic rock is a major thing, but people wouldn't have never known because today's modern pop sound would never be if it wasn't for blues and classic rock.
Yeah, exactly.
When you were switching from the theater to the rock, did they try to push you into going into the pop music? Because it seems like it would have been an obvious choice coming from, because most of those theater, like the Disney kids, they wind up in pop, but you went over to rock. Was that a tough decision or was it just, it was in you and it had to come out?
For me, I knew right away that I wanted to do like pop rock and stuff like that, more of the classic rock stuff. And my singing teacher, he actually had me sing The Trooper by Iron Maiden and like Scorpion stuff. Yeah. A lot of people along the way, though, they told me like, oh, you should do like a Taylor Swift vibe, like pop, country, and like other things like that. But nobody really pressured me into going into that realm, and I always just stayed in my lane.
No, that's cool.
It is.
You know, Tom, here's what's funny. We have the youngest person that's ever been on the podcast, and she's talking about Scooby-Doo and classic rock.
I know.
We've had an Aerosmith reference.
That's interesting because
most reference.
We have a lot of people who are older that were in artists in the 80s. So we have a lot of them that have been through, and most of my friends group because I played in the 90s. So most of all the artists in the 90s were all, again, early 2000s, late 90s and the mid 90s. I played with most of them opened for me. And so I know a lot of the artists, especially the ones that went into the early 2000s and none of them, trust me, I have never heard references of any of them and none of them will ever talk about Kiss. So this is very cool. Because I don't get to talk about it too often. Rock, in my opinion, had such a huge impact on the evolution of where we were at and how, and again, geopolitical it always had statements. There was always statements that rock always brought to it. And I mean, think about the 70s with Kiss and with Queen. Queen was way ahead of its time, and Kiss the same way. Now, funny story. So the first time I got grounded as a kid was listening to Kiss. My parents grounded me for listening to Kiss because I went down the street to my friend's house who had older brothers, and I got to listen to Kiss and Black Flag and the Sex Pistols. And, man, I came home and I was, you know, humming these tunes, and I got grounded.
Was that a- I got in trouble for AC/DC.
I would
back then, AC/DC was, what was it, Antichrist, yeah. Devil's Children or something?
Devil, yeah, that's what they all said about it, yeah. It's
Oh, my gosh.
So that's so funny that these things are. So, yeah, I always remember because Kiss, and I make a joke with my dad all the time about it now. I'm like, yeah, look what you grounded me for, Kiss. What else are you going to ground me for?
Yeah. But now, question, being in your age group, does it make writing harder? Because most of your peers probably don't have that same musical background. So when you're writing, do you just find a bunch of old guys, or how do you come up with your musical ideas? Because it's definitely not Taylor Swift. So how do you come up with it?
That's actually a good question, and I've never really thought about that before. But I guess because I listen to so much older music, it just has a lot of impact on how I write. So I guess the lyrics has just really like hit home with me, and I'll be like writing a song and I'll come up with this really, maybe immature, like poppy lyric. And I'll be like, oh my God, this is disgusting. And I just erase it right away. And it makes me mad sometimes, 'cause it just doesn't fit with the rest of the song. But a huge help have been my parents, because sometimes I'll like run a lyric by them. And my dad went, there was a line that I said in the song and he was like, it sounds like you're an old guy talking. And I was like, that's good. Thank you. And it was like perfect. But my next song is actually going to be a really heavy song that's called Crawling. And instead of, you know, being it like a poppy love song, it's about being in a situation with somebody and they're in the wrong, but they think they're in the right. And you know that they're going to run away, but they're going to realize later that they were in the wrong and they're going to come crawling back to you for forgiveness. So I always try to kind of write something different, like, you know, Taylor Swift and other people like that. But I guess it's just the music that's really impacted me that I listen to.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. Please send it to us as soon as it's done.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that. Yeah. What about modern rock? You know, Hailstorm, The Pretty Reckless. And you start sliding into the more punk, and you slide a lot into now into punk music, as well as into a lot of the emo music that they've had over the years. Did any of that ever influenced you, or have you stayed away from the more modern stuff?
Recently, I got into some emo stuff, but not really anything too modern. But I like a few songs by My Chemical Romance, which is like
My Chemical Romance is a huge and huge.
I actually have a poster right over. You can't see because of the guitar, but there's a poster of them right there. And I also have been listening to Pierce the Veil.
Pierce the Veil is an awesome band. Yeah,
I love them. That's pretty much anything like emo and punk I listen to that I can think of, but nothing really modern rock. I haven't even tried listening to any, to be honest. So maybe I would listen and like it, but really My Chemical Romance is the farthest emo I think I would go.
The Pale Waves. I will send you some stuff on them. You need to listen to them. They're an English band. They're a modern English band that has very much the poppy rock sound, but they've blended it so well together. Heather, the lead singer, you probably will find some interesting references in how she's mixed her relationships into her lyrics, and it's done it very well.
Okay, yeah, for sure. The closest thing I got into like more recent stuff is Olivia Rodrigo, who's definitely a big female right now, and Paramore as well. But I guess maybe they're a little old, but you know, still like kind of recent. Both like pop punky rock, I guess.
Now Haley. Yeah, I've known her when she first started out. She has a phenomenal voice for such a, and I'm very tall. So she's very short. And I remember meeting her and I'm like, you have that voice? That voice came out of you. So she, years ago when they first started out. And she was so phenomenal.
Tom knows everybody.
Yeah. I know enough people. How about that? between the two of us, actually between the three of us that are at Music Addict that co-own it, we've if we don't know somebody, one of the three of us know them. So we've been blessed. Not that we're great. I say we've been blessed, and everything we've come across in our careers, the people I've come across, the people I've met, I've enjoyed. Even I've also, my biggest philosophy is this: regardless of the age, regardless of who they are, where they're at in their careers, I treat them all the same, because who knows? Because today you may be a nobody, but tomorrow you may be the biggest. You may be Taylor Swift level, and never know. Just don't know what people are going to do.
You know, I'm a longtime producer. So one of the other questions I have for someone your age is, when you're working in, and I don't mean to harp on your age, but it's just, it's so different in this genre. Do you have a, when you're writing, most of the people I meet in your group, they are loop producers. They work in Ableton or FL Studio. So a lot of them don't really play. Does that make it harder for you in your genre? Or do you just kind of work with other musicians and you found a core that you can work with?
Sorry.
Question.
My producer really like loves music, and where I take lessons, they do like drum lessons and other type of stuff. And it's been really easy working with him where I take lessons, and he's my producer, like everything. He's kind of everything. So that's definitely made it easier for producing and stuff like that. But along the way, I definitely want to learn to produce myself and maybe learn some other instruments. I've been, I don't know the right word, I guess noodling in some bass a little bit with some stuff I do on my Instagram. Actually, when I first started loving Kiss, I actually wanted to play the bass instead. And I actually asked Santa for a bass, and I got a bass one day for Christmas, but I never really started playing it. But now I'm just noodling in it because it's somewhat similar to the guitar. So I think, like, as I get older, I really want to learn how to produce myself, because I think it would be so much easier to make, like, mixtapes and stuff like that. But my producer, he plays like every single instrument known to man. So
nice.
And yeah, it's amazing. And also, we have somebody in the UK who plays live drums on my songs, who's amazing. So everything has like a very live feel.
Nice.
That's outstanding.
So how many, so you play the guitar, you've been playing around with the bass. Anything else you can play?
I started to learn piano, and it's definitely very confusing for me. It's just, it's a whole new view at things. And I know it's going to make so much more sense musically, like learning intervals and like technical stuff. But just looking at it, I'm like, oh my God, there's so many keys. And I know people think that's the same way with guitar, but guitar is just like my language. So it's like a whole new language on piano. And I'm going to keep working at it to get better at it. But that's a new one I've been working on.
Yes, they're two completely opposite things. I can play the piano extremely well. I can play guitar. I can get by, but don't stick me on stage and expect me to wow a crowd. But I can play it. I can play bass, but I can't play them expertly. But piano and keys, I can do that. I can do that blindfolded. The other ones, I have to think about it. Literally, it's got to be in my, I have to stop. And, you know, you're starting to try to play, you know, how when people are concentrating on what they're doing, that would be me on the guitar and bass.
And I'm the opposite. I play guitar, and I can play at the keys. So if someone's shouting out changes, I can follow. But like you say, you're not going to put me out front and say, take it away, Mark. That's not what I'm going to do on the keyboard. Yeah, you know, I can play the guitar, but I, you know, the keyboard. So I understand your pain with keyboard.
Yeah, exactly. So music-wise, what is it you're looking for this year? Releasing wise, I mean, are you keeping a regular schedule? Or are you just going with the flow? What is it that you plan on doing for the rest of 2024, 2025?
Well, in May, well, right now I have three songs released, and there's one song I released that I started playing out at gigs, and I played acoustically at gigs, and a lot of people have told me, wow, I really like the acoustic version. So I recorded an acoustic version. I recorded an acoustic version, which is an acoustic guitar, cello, and then me singing, which is going to come out in May, which is super exciting. Again, I have that song Crawling that I told you guys about. I don't know if I'm going to release it as a single or maybe on a summer EP, something I haven't really thought about yet, but I've been thinking about doing a summer EP, which will be really fun. Maybe a Christmas song. I'm not entirely sure. Some people have been asking. I've been thinking about it.
You need to do a
it.
Christmas song. You must.
Okay, fine. I'll add it to my list.
Yes, especially a rock Christmas song.
Yeah.
That would be outstanding. Yeah. Tough part is you got to start recording it in August.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you're never in a Christmas mood because by the time you're in the Christmas mood, it's too late.
And I have like some more collabs in the work, and there's this one collab I'm gonna do of like an old song but do like a pop punk version of it, and I'll tell you more about it later. But
we'll definitely hear about that. By the way, Mark, she was one of the I did have this stuff up for the awards when it first went up early on in the end of 2023, I put it up. Remember, I was telling, she was one of the first few that actually went through and actually submitted.
So many firsts.
Yeah, so many firsts. I love it. I love that people were paying attention and reading on the website. You know, it's always nice to see that, you know, that it does, futation comes about and people pay attention to things, because I know everything is not always etched in stone. I know, unless today's day and age and modern age, everyone's on the phones, paying attention to phones and links. Unless there's a link in front of you, people are not going to go read it or look for it. So it's always good to see when people find things and use it to their best advantage. It's always a good thing. Especially
piggybacking on that. Yeah. I'm sorry, Tom.
No,
you know, being a modern artist, everyone has these time concerns. How do you break up your time between posting everything on social media and then practicing? I mean, to be an artist now, there's so many more things pulling at you. How do you balance the time?
Very good question. And I must say it's super, super hard. But I try my very best with time management. And I must say I'm honestly not the best at it. I get super tired and I just push things away. But, you know, sometimes I'm better at it than others. But, you know, I got to balance school and then, like, time with my friends and then practicing and writing songs and then learning how to produce, noodling on bass, like, all the other things. But it's pretty hard. But every Sunday, my mom and I, we make, like, a weekly or, I guess, two weekly schedule to help me out a little bit. And I try my best to keep myself on track. But, you know, sometimes doesn't work that well, but I try my best to use my time wisely.
Yeah, sometimes things don't always, the best laid plans never come through the way there they are, but the adventure of getting there is always the fun. And that's what, in music, I would say that the adventure part of it, coming to the end, whatever project you're working on and whatever the end result is, sometimes always the funnest.
Yep, exactly.
And I love that your parents are involved in the music. They're big on it. That is good. Tell them thank you for the musical influences, because those are, again, in your age group, is a very rare thing to see. You see it every once in a great while. It's almost very few and far in between. Most everyone's a Taylor Swift lover. I love Taylor Swift, totally love Taylor Swift, but it is great to see someone going back to the classics that, and I guarantee Taylor will tell you that's one of her, some of her biggest influences are those.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she definitely is into older music. You can tell that with her current music and her trends that she goes. A lot of time when you can tell people's writing, you can tell where their original influences came from. And I songwrite all the time. Mark will tell you I do nothing but songwrite. And I pop out songs all the time, and I can tell from, because again, in being songwriter, I analyze lyrics nonstop. Yeah. Horrible thing. And so you're always trying to go, well, where did that come from? Where did that reference come from? Where do you think their influence was? So then I was going to build on it and use it, you know, something in my, learn something and use it on my end of it. It's always great learning from other people. Never stop learning.
Exactly.
So crafting wise and in music, where do you see yourself in 5 and 10 years? Where would you like to see yourself?
Definitely on probably a US tour, maybe driving around and playing my music for other people. Definitely have maybe an album or two released by then. That will be so much fun to work on. I can't wait to work on those. But hopefully maybe a US tour or something like that, because I just want to play my music for everybody. That would be really cool.
Do you have any venues you would ever want to play at?
I've always wanted to play, this is like my dream venue, in New York City, Rockefeller,
I told you it's catchy.
Jeez Louise, Radio City Music Hall. Jeez, oh my gosh, I can't even. That has always been my dream place, and that's gonna take a while to get there, but that will be maybe in like when I'm old, but otherwise I don't really know. But
what, like 25?
Yeah, you got to think. Remember this: the best advice I'll give you, always plan for the best outcomes, because things can happen like this in this industry. Mark and I will tell you, this stuff can happen like in a blink of an eye. Stuff happens, and we deal with stuff in the industry. Anything can happen in a blink of an eye. It can go from 0 to 60 in 3.6 seconds, or you know, and those things. But at the same time, you never give up. You always reach for those stars. Always do that. And because you never know, taking a risk never hurts. The end result is, even if you succeed or fail, you learn something.
You're so right. The journey so far has been so much fun, and I just can't wait to do more.
Oh, that's outstanding. I truly love your energy and your spirit, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Oh, thank you.
So, Crawling, you think will be this summer? Then we're definitely looking forward to the song, because I like the title and I like the theme of it.
Thank you.
It's very cool.
Probably this summer. I'm actually playing a guitar solo on it too, which is really really cool. Some cool harmonies, kind of My Chemical Romance inspired, to be honest. But probably maybe at the beginning of the summer, early August, maybe something like that.
So, Mark, again, coming from production ends, for both the way we are, what key do you like to sing in and stay in?
I actually don't know. I do not know. I all of my songs are kind of like in different keys, I believe, but they all kind of have like the same sound. They always start on the same chord number, the songs that I have released so far, but I've never actually found my safe key yet for when I sing. So that is something I yet have
to in the tunnel, because that's the reason I asked you that, is because you could go from low to high, and you did it effortlessly without really much effort into it. And that again is a rare thing you're seeing today. Most artists, more people, because of hip hop, I think, are speaking more than they're singing. And you hear a lot of that now, which there's nothing wrong with it, because it, you know, urban music is pretty much everything except for rock. All the rest of music is all into one category now. That's kind of the way the things have gone. You know, even Halsey did it so well with her, some portions of singing as well as speaking. And she did it so well, it came off quite, you know, kind of a regular thing for most modern female artists, except for country, obviously kept staying in the same, you know, the same thing without talking. But I thought that when you were singing in that tunnel, I don't know where that's at, but I've seen you do a couple of them in there, and it's interesting, because you do go from, you know, one end to the other end, and that's quite cool, because you don't see it as often. Most artists will not test that. A lot of them stay within one certain key and try never to go out of it. But you, I've noticed, could go from high and low without too much effort.
Thank you. Because I used to be in musical theater, everything used to be belting, like belting, belting, belting. So I've been working on my lows a lot. And I also used to have like a very high pitched voice. So it's dropped, but I'm still trying to work on my low notes. And that is such a big compliment.
You can see the theater. Totally see the theater in it too. But isn't bad. Theater brings a lot of control in some cases, because it gives you discipline. Again, it's a whole different type of discipline, but I think theatrical, if you look at most live shows, they're all theatrical anyways. So you have an up on that. And especially during live performances, you have an up on most people who've never had that type of background.
Thank you. The tunnel, actually, now that you were just talking about that.
Yes.
I have this thing, it's basically called Tunnel Tuesdays, and so every Tuesday I go to that tunnel that I stumbled upon in my neighborhood. It's just outside, barely on the outskirts of my neighborhood, and I was just singing in it one day, and I was like, oh my god, this sounds really good. And so
great, great acoustics, yes.
On a Tuesday, I just posted it, and then I was like, okay, Tunnel Tuesday, that's pretty catchy. And then everyone started liking it, so it just became like an every Tuesday thing.
Yes,
so
I've noticed that a couple of weeks now. So I was like, well, she goes here kind of often, but I didn't really, I haven't fully, I listen instead of fully reading. I'm quite normal for that on Instagram, flipping through stuff, listening to things instead of actually reading every single text. I'm not notorious for that. But again, I will self-admit that to everyone. If everyone wants to know, I actually listen, not totally read. So,
I do that sometimes too. I'm not even going to lie.
Mark, I think I know I manipulated a bit of time there. Sorry.
No, listen, I just, a lot of your songs that I've heard, the subject matter is really interesting. And I just wonder, are you drawing from personal experience or is this just things you've thought of, like you have an experience, but you thought, hey, that makes a good story. And I only say it again because you're so young. But some of the experiences seem like you've been through it. So I just wanted to know how you come up with that and how much of it is from you.
Yeah. So when I listen to music, I like songs better when I can relate to them and they have an experience that I can be like, oh my God, I've been through this. And then it's a lyric that I can like scream in the car, you know? So I feel like songs are always so much more like connection worthy when you connect with them, obviously. So when I write my music, I try to keep that in mind. And so I think of every single little thing that has happened to me in my small 15 years of my life. Or I think about anything that my friends may have told me and their life experiences. But the songs that I have at the moment, my very first one, My Runaway, when I wrote it, I didn't even know I was going to write a song that day. I went into my lesson and my guitar teacher was like, all right, we're writing a song. And so he starts playing some chords and I hum a melody and we have this melody and chords. And he's like, go home and write some lyrics. And I was absolutely stuck. I had no idea what to write about, but I was stuck on this one lyric, I gotta run away. And so I was like, okay. So it can be about running away and being in a situation that you know you got to get out of, but you're worried about what others are going to think of you. And I had that concept and I was like, you know, other people can relate to this. I just didn't know how to put it into words. And so funny story, I actually went to my brother for help and he's actually a co-writer on this song. He's 18 months apart from me. So that was a fun project we got to work on. So we basically wrote about being somewhere you know you shouldn't be and you're trying to escape, but you're worried about what others are going to think of you. And so same thing with tragedy. I wanted to write about a similar thing that other people can relate to. And this one was a little more broad, but at the time when I wrote this song, I was going through a sad experience of losing my dog and I loved my dog. And it might sound, you know, a little like it's just your dog, but I was heartbroken. I was very, very sad. And so I was like, you know, other people have lost important things or people in their life. And so I started writing and I was just writing and writing and writing. And I was writing about losing somebody and all the emotions that come with it. You're mad, you're angry, you're sad. You like, you can't believe they're gone. It doesn't feel real. So that's when I wrote about that instance. And then all my other songs just came from real life experiences that other people can relate to and things like that.
So I have, I have one question. That it wasn't 100% certain. Your age.
Oh, I'm 15.
You are 15. I assumed you were older. The reason I assumed you were older is only because of the fact that the sheer maturity in your vocals. So I will tell you this. I have met many kids. I worked with many Disney kids, many Nickelodeon kids over my years. I've met a few that actually have maturity in their vocals. You have maturity in your vocals for 15. You have, again, coming off with the with your with obviously Scooby-Doo as well as Kiss at 15. Yeah, tell your parents I give them kudos for all that because that is amazing. Anybody, trust me, your age, especially your age group, is completely embellished into other things. And you have stuck well to that as well as singing. I'm sure because when we both heard 15, I don't know if you looked at our faces, but we both kind of stopped for a second and went, wait, what? Because I assumed you were 19.
Whoa, just a little off.
Yeah, just a little bit. But that's good. You have plenty of more time. And could you only imagine what you're going to do in the next 10 years, what you can possibly do with what you've got now, where you're at now, and what you can possibly do? I mean, you've still got school to go through. Obviously, I'm going to give you the parenting 101 answer. You must finish high school. You must go to college. You must do these things. But at the same time, your career can take off. Mm-hmm. It's no changes to that effect. It can happen. But you do still need backdrops because, like, it's the same thing in sports. Where are you going to fall off when it all goes away? Because as quick as you go up, as quick as you can come down at anything, in any type of entertainment, it can happen. Always have a backdrop. But your maturity and growing in the next 4 years, the next four or five, let alone 10 years. I can't wait to see that because that's going to be an amazing journey for sure.
Thank you.
You're better than I was at 15.
Yeah. Yeah. Trust me. At 15, I wasn't even quite organized in my musical end of it. I didn't get it into my early 20s. And I did really well in my career, but you know, if I would have started earlier instead of, you know, constantly not doing what I was supposed to be doing. I used to play, so I would never play organized someone trying to teach me. I just randomly play. So I for whatever reason, I self-taught myself piano because we had one in the house. And I self-taught myself how to play it and then, you know, did exactly what you're doing about how tooling around with the bass and tooling around the other things. If I could have done it more organized, I might have been better off. You know, I could have done a lot more things, I suppose, but I don't know. I mean, I did well, but you got to, I think you can agree with this, that music, you feel it and you be it and you breathe it versus constantly. If you sit somebody who, if I were to put you and make you play pop, you might play good and you might sing well, but your heart's not into it. And it's not into it. You can tell when the vocals come out if your heart isn't into it.
Exactly.
I to be so well spoken and so knowledgeable at such a young age is so impressive. I hope that you keep your head on your shoulders and just keep moving forward. You know, no matter what happens, just keep moving forward. Don't let obstacles stop you, go around, go under. But keep moving forward. Even if it's just an inch, just keep moving forward. I wish you nothing but the best.
Oh, thank you. That really means a lot to me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll have to keep up with, obviously, with the music and your release and stuff. We'll have to maybe get you back on and talk about some of the new music.
Absolutely.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Anytime.
Yeah, so thank you for being on.
Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. And Tom and I always try to help out burgeoning artists. If there's anything that we can do to help you, don't hesitate to reach out. We do our best.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
that. You're welcome. I have truly enjoyed our conversation.
Me too. Thank you for having me.